from my own observations and from people making representations to me, Belfast Gad Station is supposed to be open during the daytime, and often or not, it is not. The doors are closed. And what happens is then, often or not, that the Gardaí themselves are on call. They're out on patrol calls. And they're covering areas from Castlefin, Lifford, St. Johnstone, all around. They have a big, big area up to Glenfin. And we were always told by inspectors and chief supers that it's one of the busiest Gardaí stations in the county. And but we just feel that there needs to be more Gardaí. It needs to be open set hours. You know, many years ago, with Gardaí Station, people like Brock and places to get, and they were closed down and were told that they'd be covered by patrols. But it looks like in Balbathay, if the Gardaí Station's opened, if they're not out in patrols, and often or not, they are out in patrols. Now, another example is given today about people with passports. People are going there looking to get the passport signed, and you're lucky enough, maybe you would get a passport signed, but when the passport office rings then, and there's nobody in, there's no answer. The calls are now being directed to Letterkenny. I would say 90% of the time I ring Balbathay Gardaí Station, 90-95% of it was through to Letterkenny. And that was even last week when we reported an accident in the middle of the town, a major traffic jam was through to Letterkenny. So this has gone on all the time. It's something that we have raised in the past, something that we met with the chief super. So as an MD, we've raised it again, and it was raised a couple of months ago, and it's something the public are raising about. And the town on the National Primary Road, one of the few towns in the county, the only large town in the county is on the National Primary Road, not to have the Gardaí Station open is wrong, simply wrong. And we need the inspector, the super, the chief super, someone to come and tell, us what has gone on. We hear a lot of talk about other towns in Milford and Narragansett and Macrame and Glenties and things being changed and moved. And then what is the plan here? What is the guard, the numbers that are there? How many, if they are out in patrol, who's covering the guard station? Things like that there. So we want to see get some response.
And you spoke about you know, it being redirected to Letterkenny, and you know, Letterkenny's not that close. It would be a good probably half an hour away. Like, do you think that would put people off then, you know, trying to ring Ballybuffet because they mightn't get a response? But you know, for the older community, Letterkenny's too long of a drive, so is that an issue?
Yeah, well, look, it's as simple as this. The Gardaí have down saying it's open and it's not open. They would make up their mind and complain about it and what is going on. Is this a local decision? Is it a regional decision? Is it a national decision? Is it open or is it not open? And if it's open, there has to be sufficient Gardaí to man the Gardaí station and to do patrols. Because obviously there are calls coming in right, left and centre. They've been pulled right, left and centre, and they need to be there. So we need to know, is it open or not? And as you say, Letterkenny is quite far away. And if how many patrol cars have we got? Many is on at any one time. If they are down in Castlefin or Conway or a full covering, who's going to cover the Balfour or any other instance? As I say, we're in extremely busy roads there because you have three national primary roads. And the regional route to Glenfinnan is very busy along the border, covering a big East Donegal, big populated area. And we need to know what is going on. What is the plans? Is there cutbacks? Is it by stealth? By whatever? And this isn't sort of a knee-jerk reaction. This has gone on for far too long. And people are complaining. They're in for various reasons. Have to call into a Gardaí station, get forms signed or applications. Passports is just one. And one of the members today talked about someone lost a holiday because they got a thing signed in Balbuffet and witnessed, but when the call came from the passport office, there was nobody there. There was no answer from it. They lost their holiday over ahead of it, lost the passport, because they couldn't get a passport verified. So, like, this is just, it's coming to a head, and a lot of people are talking about it. And often enough, when I drive past, I see people standing at the door wondering why it's not opened.